Chapter 2, The Intuitive Dog and Its Rational Tail. One of the greatest truths in psychology is that the mind is divided into parts that sometimes conflict. To be human is to feel pulled in different directions and to marvel, sometimes in horror, at your inability to control your own actions. The Roman poet Ovid lived at a time when people thought diseases were caused by imbalances of bile, but he knew enough psychology to have one of his characters lament, "I am dragged along by a strange new force. Desire and reason are pulling in different directions. I see the right way and approve it, but follow the wrong." Ancient thinkers gave us many metaphors to understand this conflict, but few are more colorful than the one in Plato's dialogue, Timaeus. The narrator, Timaeus, explains how the gods created the universe, including us. Timaeus says that a creator god, who was perfect and created only perfect things, was filling his new universe with souls. And what could be more perfect in a soul than perfect rationality? So, after making a large number of perfect rational souls, the creator god decided to take a break, delegating the last bits of creation to some lesser deities who did their best to design vessels for these souls. The deities began by encasing the souls in that most perfect of shapes, the sphere, which explains why our heads are more or less round. But they quickly realized that these spherical heads would face difficulties and indignities as they rolled around the uneven surface of the earth. So the gods created bodies to carry the heads, and they animated each body with a second soul, vastly inferior because it was neither rational nor immortal. This second soul contained, quote, "those dreadful but necessary disturbances, pleasure first of all, evil's most powerful lure, then pains that make us run away from what is good. Besides these, boldness also and fear, foolish counselors both. Then also the spirit of anger hard to assuage, and expectation easily led astray. These they fused with unreasoning sense perception and all venturing lust, and so, as was necessary, they constructed the mortal type of soul. Pleasures, emotions, senses, all were necessary evils. To give the divine head a bit of distance from the seething body and its foolish counsel, the gods invented the neck." Most creation myths situate a tribe or ancestor at the center of creation, so it seems odd to give the honor to a mental faculty, at least until you realize that this philosopher's myth makes philosophers look